Well, you missed out a lot last week. You missed the...
What's going on?
You missed the whole Sydney Sweeney jeans fiasco.
The good jeans.
And speaking of, the Associated Press did a story, by the way. Quote, how your old baggy jeans, shorts, or sandals could fetch a lot of money on eBay. It is the summer.
Yes, your jorts.
Of jorts. But that is not news. You knew that. But for the rest, that happened over the weekend and maybe a little bit even in between. It's time for your weekend Monday morning headlines here. And stopping so we can look around every once in a while. Like you may have stopped and looked for a minute. 31-21, the Cowboys start their preseason in the... The first half, they gained one yard.
Look at them. See, that's a lot. That's
one number. Not number one. Just one yard.
Than they had to start with.
Consequently, they did end up scoring three touchdowns. But 31-21, it wasn't all about the Rams. It's preseason stuff. But you can't make this up, and this only happens to the Cowboys. So all the name players are not playing in this. They're not suited up. They're on the sideline, including CeeDee Lamb. Who gets, and he had his back to the, kind of walking away, and there's a line judge, a referee, full-on sprint following a play. Just boom!
Oh, what?
Runs beautiful. Flat on into CeeDee Lamb, who didn't see him coming and all that stuff. And then, of course, CeeDee Lamb and the Cowboys get a 15-yard penalty because that's sideline interference. So already,
very unfortunate.
Already things are looking great.
Yeah.
For your soon-to-be Super Bowl yet again champion, undefeated Dallas Cowboys.
We're going to the Super Bowl.
That's hopefully.
So I'll be honest. One of the highlights of my vacation.
Yeah.
I watched Landman in its entirety.
Wow.
On the flight.
Oh.
There and back. I'm completely caught up.
That long of a flight, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
oh,
8 hours there and back. Yeah, and I had to. I paid extra for direct because I just could not imagine getting little Bo on the plane and off the plane again. So.
Yeah.
But if you think you're going to get away from the cast and crew around the Westaplex, because, you know, they just wrapped up filming the second season, there's more. And can we say, hello, Ferris. Ferris, Texas.
Oh.
That's where the Taylor Universe is Sheridan Universe is headed to film the next Yellowstone spinoff called Rio Palo. City manager Brooks Williams says it's a proud and fun moment for Ferris. If you're keeping track at home, this is the fifth series that spawned from Yellowstone, while another is in the works, along with 6666.
Yeah, 4-6 is ranch there. Mm-hmm. So Ferris would be southeast of the kind of Dallas area. So
I said 50 miles west of Fort Worth. I don't
know. Oh, that's okay.
It's Ferris.
You know, eventually just Taylor Sheridan's going to be in every town.
Well, of course.
There
I
it
mean,
is.
If he isn't already.
He's the new Dairy Queen. The snot-slinging intensified between the PBR and their once brief partner, Merritt Street Media, otherwise known as Dr. Phil. So the PBR Professional Bull Riders, this was a deal they had November of 2024, and it fell apart. Dr. Phil's network was supposed to carry the PBR. And that never even hardly got out of the chute. Hey. Well, Dr. Phil filed bankruptcy and then launched Envoy Media virtually the next day. PBR said, wait a minute.
That's
and they're claiming that he's
that
trying
legal?
To get out of the deal for all that
yeah,
and then stuff like that. Yeah, so this is going to go to court big time, too. By the way, speaking of Sydney Sweeney, Dr. Phil slammed over the weekend the outrage over this Sydney Sweeney jeans ad, saying he vowed to buy him and his family members a pair of the actress's jeans to show support. So get ready for Dr. Phil and Sydney Sweeney's jeans.
Do you think that maybe some jorts, Dr. Phil?
I hope, because I don't think he's going to look in those. He's not. It's not what you think you're going to look like, Phil, in those jeans.
My, no. What nice jorts you have on.
Different set of jeans.
So the kiddos are headed back to school, and what do they think about it? Does anyone ever ask our precious children? Well, yes. 1,000 people were polled, and they found out the answer is, maybe. 14% of kiddos are very happy about going back. 16% are very, very sad. Meanwhile, their parents, over half, say we're happy about this return to the classroom. A few less than a quarter say they're very, very sad. The same number as very happy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of math.
It is a lot of math. So I think the moral of the story.
Yeah.
75% of us are very happy.
Yeah.
And the other 23%.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going out with Carol for ladies who lunch on Wednesday. If you want to join us, trust me, there's a reason behind this.
75% of the time, every time.
Aww.
That's right, Dave. In White House news, Trump over the weekend has now demanded the homeless people of Washington, D.C. to, quote, immediately move out of Washington, D.C. So get ready, Maryland. And also, his Qatari jet, the Qatar or Qatar or whatever you want to say that country's name, the free Boeing 747 that Trump was given when he was over there in the Middle East.
It's a lovely gift.
Says Trump that that's going to be ready to be Air Force One in about 6 months. Experts are skeptical, but it was spotted on Friday here in North Texas at Alliance Fort Worth Airport. That actual Boeing 747-8 that was the one donated by Qatar to Trump. It was photographed there at Alliance Fort Worth and then departed. It was only here for a little bit and then departed to Waco. And that is where it's going to be refitted and completely redone by the company L3 Harris Technologies, who's under contract to build the Air Force Ones. So they're going to, it's going to be done in Waco.
They're giving it a glow up straight out. It's like Chip and Joanna.
90% shiplap at this point.
Yeah.
I know, that's unfortunate.
In the middle of another can't miss morning, KB and Heather Lee.